Conversation 1.
Jack, sit down and listen. This is important. We'll have to tackle the problems of exporting step by step. And the first move is to get an up-to-date picture of where we stand now.
Why don't we just concentrate on expanding here at home?
Of course, we should hold on to our position here, but you must admit the market here is limited.
Yes, but it's safe. The government keeps out foreigners with import controls. Though I must admit, I feel sure we could hold our own against foreign bikes.
I agree. That's why I'm suggesting exporting, because I feel we can compete with the best of them.
What you are really saying is that we'd make more profit by selling bikes abroad, where we have a cost advantage and can charge higher prices.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. Packaging, shipping, financing, etc. will push up our costs and we could end up no better off. Maybe worse off.
Okay. Now, there are extra costs involved, but if we do it right, they can be built into the price of the bike, and we can still be competitive.
How sure are you about our chances of success in the foreign market?
Well, that's the sticky one. It's going to need a lot of research. I'm hoping to get your help. Well, come on, Jack. Is it worth it or not?
There'll be a lot of problems.
Nothing we can't handle.
I'm not that hopeful. But, yes, I think we should go ahead with a feasibility study.
Marvelous, Jack. I was hoping you'd be on my side. Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What does the woman intend to do? Question 10. Why does the man think it's safe to focus on the home market? Question 11. What is the man's concern about selling bikes abroad? Question 12. What do the speakers agree to do?